And but in the course of losing it, and even now, you know, it's like I've learned to control what I eat. And to be able to control it. And I think that that overweightness of America is a symptom of a whole of our sinful state. We are a very sinful nation. You know, there's a lot of sin. That's why we see so much fat. And it's not just that the fat people are sinful, it's just that that's one of the few ones you can see. I mean, yeah, in the media you can see a lot more sin of people who are willing to sin openly. They declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Yeah, I know that. I'm talking about everyday people. They look all right. I've always had this phenomenon of walking around and feeling my own inadequacies and seeing other people as being wholly adequate. But as I've grown older, I suppose I've gotten a bit wiser, and I don't see it that way so much anymore. And the multitudes of people are appearing more hideous. We want to appear righteous first inwardly, in ourselves, to be not of a false sort of, I see myself as righteous, though I am not. Because I'll tell you what, you can think you're good, but then when you do evil, what's that prove? All it proves is that you've yielded inwardly to the law, that it is good. But outwardly, you're still yielding yourself to sin. And by Christ, by his, you know, the imputation of the righteousness of God, now God is beginning to look at you as righteous, even though you are still in iniquity. But you're continuing in the faith brings about a change by seeking those changes, by seeking those promises, because by the promises we partake of the divine nature. And we grow up into him. Growing up is a process. It's something that happens. I got to add a cubit to my stature. I can't do it by taking thought, but God can do it. And what do I mean by that? I mean, I've got to grow up into him. We are like newborn babes in Christ. But as it says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. That is the truth. I'm born again. Well, do you sin? No. Well, you are not born again. Wow. You mean that? Yeah, I do. Because that's what the Apostle John said in 1 John 3. Said, Paul, well, what about you? That's one of those questions where it's like, oh, they want to convict me so that they may escape the truth. Don't look to me. Look to yourself. And look to the scriptures. What do they say? 1 John 3. Read it. Don't let anyone deceive you. Little children, don't let anyone deceive you. Christ wants us to be righteous inwardly. And the outward to be clean also. Verse 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but within are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Again, it's like people look on you and they see an outward form of rightness. Like you go to church and everyone looks good, everyone looks righteous, don't they? They're dressed appropriately, most of them, right? Or semi. They don't look sinful. But who knows what's going on? I don't. But what about the excess? Sometimes you can see the excess. It's symptomatic of our sinful culture. The fatness. Excess. I didn't want to symbolize that. I didn't want to be lacking that self-control. Excess means incontinence, lack of self-control. We can't be that way. It's one thing, you know, it's like I said, being overweight, I still feel guilty. Even though I've changed my ways. Because I still look it. I still look like someone who's well-fed. I don't want to look well-fed. So, but what about the outward appearance? Well, it's a reflection of the inward. I think that also cleaning the inside in the midst, let the outside also be clean. And it's good. Yeah, you know, the problem with being overweight is that people can still look at you and see the sin. Even after you've stopped it. It's a real burden to bear. You have to be looked at like that. But it's what you have to bear. And I don't, like I said, I've been picking on them, but remember, I also am one of them. So if I mention it a lot, it's just something that I feel is very common and also not to be ignored. You know, it shortens people's lives. They get up in arms about smoking, you know, cigarettes. But it's like, and they are, and I don't smoke anymore, but, you know, but it's compared to being a tubby. I mean, what if it's just like, well, he has a pipe every evening of tobacco. Is that such an evil? Every evening he sits down with his pipe. I mean, I never was like that, but I'm just saying, it's like, I don't know. I say that he's free. Use judgment. You know, it's not like just like, oh, blowing smoke is evil. I don't know. Doesn't seem, you know, I don't know. Nicotine is a very powerful substance, but it's not, it doesn't cause you to have insobriety. But the addiction is a form of insobriety and of control. And I don't like being controlled by anything. And it's addictive to most people, but for people who it's not addictive to, I'm not going to, like I said, this is where judgment comes in. I don't judge those things. I judge for myself what I need to do. And those matters that God has not given us a judgment on. I judge it by the other things, incontinence, you know, and being in bondage and ideas like that. I take that and I combine it with what I know about myself and say, well, would that be, that was bondage to me. To me, cigarettes were bondage. So it had to be thrown off. Verse 29, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses to yourselves, that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets, and wise men, and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say to you, all these things shall come upon this generation, the generation of vipers. It is offspring. Generation literally means the offspring, the brood. You offspring of vipers. Now some people have taken, that means they are the literal descendants of the serpent of the garden who had sex with Eve and begot, and then a child was born, Cain, who then made it through the flood and became, infiltrated the Jews and eventually supplanted the Jews, and now the Jews have become these children of the devil.